my soul loves Jesus, bless his name. My soul loves Jesus,
for this day. We thank you for all your blessings. We thank you for another day that you have made, and we've come to bless your name this morning. For your name is awesome, your name is mighty, your name is glorious, and your name is wonderful. Your name is worthy. Your name is so strong, God, that your word tells us that the righteous can run into your name and we can find safety. In your name, oh God, at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that he is Lord. At the name of Jesus, demons have to flee. At the name of Jesus, sickness have to flee. At the name of Jesus, everything comes subject to his wonderful and his glorious name. And so as we rise this morning, oh God, and we begin this prayer, God, we bless your name this morning, for your name is holy, God. Your name is righteous, Lord. Your name is awesome, Lord, and you're worthy to be praised. You're worthy to be glorified. So inhabit our praises this morning as we beckon upon you, as we call upon you this morning. We love you, Lord, today with all of our heart, with all of our mind, and with all of our soul. Oh God, we love you, God, today because there is none like you. When we call on your name, God, your name brings about a remembrance, oh God, of all of the great and wonderful things that you have done. We desire, oh God, to bless your name and not use your name in vain today. We won't, oh God, give the enemy any of your glory. But when we call on you, God, we're calling you, God, because we want to adore you, Lord. When we call on you this day, Lord, it's because we need your attention. When we call on you, God, because we let you know that there is no one else like you, Lord. You are magnificent in all your ways. You're glorious, oh God, in all of your ways. And so, God, we endeavor to bless your name on this day. For when praises go up, blessings can't help but to come down. And God, you are the source of our strength. You are the reason that we live. We must do this, God, and remember who you are, because we learned last night that our joy might be filled because we know who Jesus is. We know that his name, oh God, is above every name. We know that his name is like no other name. Oh God, help us, oh God, today, and be with us, oh God, this day, and abide with us on this day in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, you're worthy, Lord, today. Oh God, you're wonderful and awesome, oh Lord, today. We bless your name and we thank you for being our God today. We thank you, God, for another chance and another opportunity to say yes to your will and to say yes to your way. We don't take life for granted, Lord, but we offer unto you this morning a sacrifice of praise. We offer unto you, God, our praises, God, for when praises go up, blessings can't help but to come down, and we need your glory, God, today. I know, God, for some reason this has been my prayer over the last couple of days, but your glory, oh God, is what we need. Your glory is what we hunger and thirst after. Your glory, oh God, is what we long for today. In the mighty name of Jesus, because you bring about a fullness of joy. You bring about completeness in our lives, oh God. You make us whole, God. You make us right, Lord. You make us one and unified in you, Lord. And we need your help today. Oh God, we don't want to be scattered abroad, oh God. And we don't want to be scattered about, Lord. But make us one in the mighty name of Jesus. One in heart and one in mind, oh God. And one in soul, in the name of Jesus, make us unified and make us one, God. Oh, God, so that your glory might be revealed in us. Even yet now, God, though we may be in four different locations, Lord, we want you to make us one in the mighty name of Jesus. And for those that may tune in later on, God, we want you to make us one, God. Oh, God, with our minds stayed on you, Lord, because you have given us another chance to say yes this morning. Thank you for not, oh God, consuming me. Thank you for not turning your back on me, God. Thank you for not ever leaving me, oh God, for never leaving me or ever forsaking me, God. I want to say thank you, God, today. For your mercy endureth forever, Lord. And not only do your mercy endure forever, but your love endureth forever as well, God. Your love, oh God, overcomes a multitude of sin. Oh God, so let your love abide in us even now, Lord. In the name of Jesus, cast out those things that will not allow us to love, oh God, unconditionally in the mighty name of Jesus. You told us in your word, God, that we must forgive, oh God, so that our heavenly Father will forgive us as well. Oh God, let us love unconditionally, Lord. Let us love, oh God, with trueness in heart, Lord. Let us love, oh God, compassionately, Lord. Let your love abide in us today in the name of Jesus and give us compassion. Give us meekness. Give us temperance, oh God. Give us patience, Lord. Give us kindness, Lord. Oh God, give us faith in the name of Jesus. Love and joy, oh God. We want your spirit, God, to abide in us and to have his way in us in the name of Jesus. If there's anything in us that's unlike you, Lord, we pray that you cast it out of us right now. Cast the devil out of the mind. Cast the devil out of the will, and cast the devil out of our way, so that we may walk worthy of our calling today, that we may walk worthy of where we have been called in the name of Jesus, that we may make your name proud and your name glorious, oh God, and make you smile when you see us today. That's my desire, Lord. That's my heart's prayer this morning, is that I can make a smile come on your face, and that smile, God, will come by me blessing you and me being obedient unto you and me, oh God, following after you, oh God, and not leaning to my own understanding. I can put a smile on my face, God, by serving those that are in need, oh God, being a help, oh God, in the present time, oh God, when somebody needs some help, God. I want to make you smile, Lord, and I want you to be proud of me and to be proud of your people. So, God, give us a mind, oh God, of Christ on this day. Oh God, who thought it not a robbery to be equal with you, but he walked on this earth, oh God, without sin, Lord, and he thought about others at all times. He said us if we love him, we must obey his words, oh God. So give us to obey his words. Words and to be like Jesus today in the name of Jesus. Selfless, oh God, not selfish, oh God. Oh God, thinking about everybody else and not thinking about himself, oh God. He was a wonderful God, a wonderful Savior, a wonderful example of holiness, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So sanctify us some more, even right now in the name of Jesus. Oh God, purge us and purify us right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Saturate us with your blood that we may be the vessels that you need for us to be in this last and evil day. And help us to stand upon your word and to stand upon your promises. And all that we do and all that we endeavor to do, everywhere we go today, help us to stand upon your promises. For it's your word that is a lamp unto our feet. Your word is a light unto our pathways. And we need you to be fresh in us, oh God, today. So, God, give us a fresh anointing in the name of Jesus, a fresh anointing that destroys the yoke, a fresh anointing, God, that overcomes, oh God, anything that comes our way. Give us a fresh anointing, God. Our cups are out right now. We cast out everything that's unlike you, Lord. Those things, oh God, that would distract us, oh God, or that consume us, or that would destroy us, we cast those things out. Lord, because you need us to be vessels of honor, to be about our Father's business on this day. Wherever we take a step, Lord, give it to us, Lord. Let your glory be revealed. Help us to praise you every step that we take to magnify the God of our salvation. Oh, God, and when you are lifted up, you said you will draw all men, Lord. And so wherever we go today, let us lift up the name of Jesus so that you may draw all men unto us, oh, God, that we may tell them of the goodness, that we may tell them of your mercy, that we may tell them of your favor and your grace, Lord, that we may let our light so shine that men might see our good work and glorify our Father which is in heaven. We want to make you proud today, oh God, so be with us as we go, whether it's to our jobs, oh God, or even working in our homes, or ever we just go into the supermarket, or wherever we may go today. Let our light shine that we may make your name glorious, and that we may bring the glory and the honor to you, oh God, that the world may see that our Redeemer still lives today, that the world might see that our Redeemer still saves, oh God, today, that there is still hope in this dark and dying world. And then let us, oh God, intercede on behalf of others as we pray for those in Louisiana who suffered through that tremendous and catastrophic storm, flooding, Lord. We pray for those, oh God, you help them to recover all. We pray for those in Silver Spring, Maryland, who suffered under that huge explosion, Lord, and devastated that area, Lord. We pray for those, oh God, and pray for the families that lost loved ones. We pray for those, oh God, that I believe in Bowie, Maryland, that suffered from the catastrophic flooding a couple of weeks ago. I didn't mention those in this prayer, God. It's important for us to understand that we must pray, that when we pray, oh God, prayer still changes things. And we don't just have to pray for our own stuff, oh God, because you handle our stuff. You handle our cares. You told us to cast all of our cares upon you, for you care for us. And as we give our cares over to you, then we begin to focus on the cares and the needs and the desires of others, Lord. And when we pray for someone else, when we intercede on somebody else's behalf, oh, God, you take up our mantle. You take up our cares. You take up our desires, and you bring all things, oh, God, to us that we desire, because we're not a selfish people, but we are a caring people that is looking after the needs of others. I pray for the members of Praise Center yesterday. And I continue to ask, oh God, that you encourage them and that you strengthen them, Lord. And not only do you strengthen us and make us into the church that you need us to be and that you desire for us to be, Lord, but we pray, oh God, for my brethren. Lord, I didn't call out the names of the pastors of the great Northern District. I pray for them today. My brother, oh God, brother Brian Jones and brother Herschel, oh God, Chenault and brother Samuel Metcalf. I pray for my brothers, oh God, that I fellowship with in the area, God. I pray that you continue to encourage them and to bless their ministry, oh God, and to breathe light into their ministries in the name of Jesus, Lord. I pray for my leader, my bishop. I pray for the church at large, Lord, and I pray for this day. Bless your people as we come and as we go. Help us to not lean unto our own understanding. Cast the devil out of the minds, oh Lord, because he comes to steal, kill, and to destroy. He comes to cause distraction. And he looks to take anything, that any opening that we give him, and exploit it, Lord. So God, help us to stand, Lord. Oh God, remove the lower holes and remove the things that cause us to become distracted, angered, oh God, discouraged, dismayed. Remove those things and breathe life into us today, so that we may be full of your goodness, full of your joy, full of your hope. Oh God, and that we may stand in this last and evil day. Bless us as we come and as we go on this day, and we'll endeavor to give your name the glory and the honor and the praise. It's in the matchless and mighty name of Jesus we pray this day. Amen and amen.